WTFR.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, just like every edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, is going to be very naughty. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed will contain bad language, condescension, mock value. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. If you are a little pussy bitch, you may not want to listen to this show. Disclaimer over and out.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
I see a bad moon arising. In this world today, geez. Hope that the end is coming soon. You are listening to Two's Company 3's Allowed. This is brought to you live by the one and only WTFR, where thought is free radio. I'm your host, Sean. I'm going to be with you for the next 2 hours. I do hope that you have your favourite beverage in hand. Your favourite beverage in hand. Raise the scotch glass. Raise the bourbon glass. We've had a win because we can't get the sock puppets to call in. Holy shit, that rhymed. I'm a poet and I don't know it. Eh? Yeah, the sock puppets won't call in. Last night, I filled in for the good Mike Sledge that does news that white people can use over here on WTFR, and I spoke about the sock puppets. I want these sock puppets to call in. And no, Antifa, I've just had an informant. Yeah, even your own are going against you. I've just had an Antifa informant write me today. Not long before we went live with the music and everything, the hour before, saying that it was grenade. See, Tabitha and I had the idea that it was probably grenade that that roused the Antifa to start trouble. But now it's been confirmed. An informant actually came out of the Antifa. They've left the Antifa group now, knowing what they are. And said, and right from Vince's own fucking chat room, and said straight out, it was grenade that roused the Antifa to call in and start trouble over here at WTFR. She's been called out on so many levels. And let me do the list again. I'm going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we might have one of her Antifa buddies. Apparently she was against Antifa and the alt-right and all of that, but she's working with them. Yeah, she's working with them. She was the one who went in there to rouse them up under sock puppet names, but one of them knew who she was and came over and said, no, it's Grenade. It's Sinead McCarthy from fucking Renegade that roused the Antifa to go against my network. There we go. And I'm not surprised. And this bloke has proven beyond doubt. He's shown me screenshots. He's shown me text. The whole lot. He said, beyond doubt, this is her. Have a look at this. He said, Sean, I'm getting out of this because this is going to get nasty. I said, you're damn fucking right it is. Yeah, Sinead. Behind the whole thing. Let's go through the sock puppet names again, as I did on Mike Sledge's show. Aaron Berry, Amber, Mary, James V, Jimmy Z, Maddie, Elizabeth, Lamplighter, Marshall Thompson, Zach Roper, Nina Irish, Norse Wolf, Elizabeth, Anno, Old Mate. When are you just going to fucking call in? And Grenade, if you want me to call into your fucking show and discuss this, debate you with this, I'll fucking do it. And I will annihilate you verbally. D-E-S-S-N-R at hotmail.com. You email me. or put it in my chat room, right? I've unbanned you. Put it in my fucking chat room, and I'll fucking prove beyond doubt that you are these sock puppets, the whole fucking lot. If one of these so-called people call in, I'll first have to prove whether they're the Antifa that you've been working with. You slut. You dirty little slut. Banging niggers, banging fucking Antifa, no doubt. I mean, surely you've been doing something with them. Celtic rebel, you degenerate. And you dare to say that you speak the truth, you sock puppet fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be very surprised if we even get a single call out of any of these names. Anyone saying that these are the people. If we do, I'll be the first one to swallow my pride and apologise if I can prove beyond doubt that they are who they say they are. Alright? But in the meantime, oh my fucking God. She's gotten herself into trouble now. You see, she was stupid. She gave out a little bit of personal information. She slipped up somewhere. And this one particular informant, whom I will not name, because at least he's had the balls to come out and talk about it. But he came out and said straight out that, yes, I'm just going to inform you, Sean, that it was her. Have a look at this. And I was like, wow. Holy shit. This proves it beyond doubt. She's a fucking liar. And every one of you over at that network, meaning Anthony Nobbets and all of her other little bitchy lackeys, you are going to be held accountable as an accomplice from here on in. There is no forgiveness for you. You're done. All right? I couldn't believe it. It came in just before we went live with the music. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Prove it. And they wrote back and they proved it. There's no doubt that it's her. She's behind these sock puppets and she's behind this whole fucking Antifa thing that's going on. That slut. Now, whether I know, whether Bile knows about it, I don't know. I'm not sure whether he's part of it. It's hard to tell with him. He's more elusive than her in some ways because he is a dense-headed fuckwit. It's hard to know whether he'd be smart enough to do it. I don't think so. I think she gets out in a car, she gets on her phone, and then she types in these comments and everything. There was even a comment in Twitter, I think it was Twitter, that said, someone sent me these Twitter pictures, and it said right there and then this Arian Berry was trying to say, oh, I was sending your son Aiden a little toy or whatever it was, and it just got lost in the mail. And then Grenade responds back saying, oh, you know, whatever. But the thing is, I'm thinking, this is so rigged. It's just to try and make it look like she's trying to disprove the whole sock puppet theory. You've been caught out, you stupid bitch. This is what happens with a liar. My sister, not my elder sister, my younger sister, she actually did this for all of her life. And I can pick a liar out pretty bloody quick these days due to intuition, good intuition. You're caught out. I can read it a mile away. And not just me, a whole shitload of people are reading it as well. They're now writing to us daily. Not just me, but Tabitha. Possibly even Mike. I haven't discussed this with him. But possibly even Mike. All right? You've been caught out. You know, at least, you know, what we might say is derogatory to some and racist to some and anti-Semitic to some. At least what we're saying is fact. When we talk about the Jews, we do our research first. When we talk about the niggers, we do our research first. You, on the other hand, using sock puppet names to try and destroy good white people. You Jewess, I'm now convinced. You are a Mossad lady Jewess that screwed Bile's network. Like I said last night on Mike's show, or yesterday afternoon for us, you've screwed that network. You slag. You took down a bit of white Western civilization. You're the biggest enemy to us than ever before. You are Israel. You get it? You are Israel. And you're going to have your ass handed to you when push comes to shove. When it becomes legal for us citizens to take our white Western civilization back, you're done. We're coming calling for you. You understand? I'm now convinced you're a Jewess. All the way. By the way, Antifa, how do you feel that you've now got informants in your own chat room that are now getting sick of your own? They're now coming across to my email address and saying, Sean, you've got to look at this. This is who I am. I was this name in the chat room. This is what you've got to see. And I said, hey, you, I'll be straight with this. I said, you listen up. You keep going into the chat room because if all of a sudden you disappear, they're going to know it's you and they're going to come after you. And he was like, yeah, you're right. I'll just keep my name in there for a while. That's what lengths people have to go to with Jews and Antifa. Unfriggin' real. You know, Tabitha and I were sitting back in the, behind the scenes for a while, actually discussing how we believe Grenade was behind this. That Sinead was behind this whole Antifa thing. And by God, we were right. We were right on top of it because we've got brilliant white man and women intuition. We're not stupid. I'm loving this. Oh, they're going to have their ass handed to them sooner or later. Yeah, apparently I'm on meth. You heard that one, didn't you? I'm on meth? I was, all of a sudden, Tabitha is being funded by big dairy and big meat industries, and I'm on meth. Another lie that she's told, because I've never seen meth. And you know what? I didn't even make it a process to go and look it up, because it would take away from the fun, wouldn't it? I've never seen meth. I don't know whether it's snorted. I don't know whether it's injected. I don't know whether they stick it up their ass. I've never seen it. I'm a marijuana person. I put it in cake. I eat that. And I'm an alcohol person. And I've freely admitted all these years that I'm an alcoholic. I drink way too much, way too often. And when I'm not working, I'm drinking. When I'm not working, I'm eating some green cake. I have no shame in saying it. I have no fear in saying it. Okay? But meth, I wouldn't have a clue what that looks like. But apparently, Tabitha is big dairy, funded by big dairy. Again, proving that Sinead is, like Corey was saying in the comments area, proving that Sinead is a fucking liar. That you know what she's doing? She's scraping at the bottom of the barrel to do anything she possibly can to save her face. You're done, Sinead. You're finished. People know what you are now. You have no idea how many emails between Tabitha and I we're getting. Some of them even being looking for forgiveness from your so-called network. Saying, Sean, I'm so sorry. Tabitha, I'm so sorry. You know, and we've had to apologize to other people too because we called people out. Like, for instance, I was going to apologize to Mike Sledge, as he knows. And he said, Sean, no, apologies are for faggots. Fuck that. Don't worry about it. You know, you're a man to be able to say it, and I'm a man, and we can deal with this. You have destroyed a part of white Western civilization, so you are now our enemy. Okay? Again, when push comes to shove, and white Western civilization takes this world back, your Jewish ass is going to be dragged out on the front lawn and dealt with swiftly. When it becomes legal, of course. It would be illegal to do so now, but when it becomes legal, and bile won't have a fucking chance because there'll be too many of us. We're going to deal with your ass, just like we'll deal with any criminal. Whether you be a rapist, a murderer, a pedophile, or anything like that, we're going to deal with you. Any one of you communist traitors, as the good Commander Rockwell once said, any one of you communist traitors that have tried to bring down white Western civilization, you're going to be dealt with swiftly. You've messed up now. You messed up with that whole Antifa thing because now people are informing on you. Okay? Now they're coming forward and actually saying, this is her for sure. Have a look at this. You've got to see this, Sean. Have a look at this and compare that and that. And I'm like, holy shit. We knew it. We fucking knew it. Tabitha and I were talking about this. Oh, yeah. You're on your last tether, bitch.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
I'm a walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel a pain. I'm wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder, I wonder.
Back in 1973, Dr. William Pierce was talking about the downfall of our planet and politics. I wasn't even born then, I was born in 75. If you want to know what's going on in the world today, then by all means, get on over to tctaunleashed.com and have a look at our schedule. Have a listen to Dr. William Pierce, whom was going for years and years and understood exactly what was taking place when it comes to Judaism.
Responsible for creating another lifelong addiction to pokies? Don't take your child into a pokey pub to eat or play. Families are encouraged inside to experience the thrill of an easy win. But don't forget, losers play pokies.
Please don't let me, loser. Don't gamble with my life.
You can help stop this pokey assault on our children. Sign the electronic petition at pokeyact.org.
Oh yeah, they're in the danger zone, alright. They are in the danger zone. This is what happens when you're a traitor to white Western civilization. This is what happens when you're a communist. When it becomes legal, they will be dealt with swiftly. And we're already getting the numbers behind us. I've had a slew of people. Even when I got off the ship, you know, I spoke about on Mike's show last night. I was just confronted with so many emails, it's not funny, of these people that just want to go after these assholes. They're done with them. They're finished. They're waking up to what they are up to. The sock puppet names. The total degradation that they're promoting. You know, they try to make out on their broadcast, they're so pure and great and everything like that, but they're using sock puppet names and just slinging off at people. Take a look at all the hosts they've had there that they fired or put in a position to quit because of their shenanigans. And now they're saying, oh, we won't get any other hosts because all these people, how, you know, isn't it the argument of how can a billion and trillion fucking Asians be wrong when it comes to fried rice? Fried rice is a good fucking thing. And how can be a billion trillion Asians be wrong about it, given that they all eat it? Well, that's correct theory. Well, how else can so many people be wrong? Not just through email, but so many hosts be wrong about them that are now contacting us. They're contacting us because they know that they were fucked over by these people. Boyle, you better wake the fuck up, dude. You're next. If she is a lady of the Mossad, you'll have your throat slit. It doesn't matter that you have a little boy with her. It does not matter. You will have your throat slit if she needs to. If they give her the order, you're done, man. You're fucking done. You better get out of there quick. Grab your little boy and get out of there, dude. Seriously. I think that you had innocent intentions at one stage, but she has totally twisted you and she's totally twisted that network. You better get the fuck out of there. Now, not going to waste any more time on them, ladies and gentlemen. Now that we're revealing them, people are coming forward and letting us know. That's all that... It was enough for me when I saw this email come in and say, Sean, I'm from Vince's fucking chat room and I'm getting out of there. I was straight away on top of it like a fly on shit. Like a fat kid on a cupcake.
I was straight on top of it. I went, we fucking knew it. We fucking knew it. Thank you so much for the email. Thank you for your honesty. Doesn't mean I respect you too much because you're a part of that shit-sucking group. But on the same token, thank you very much for coming forward with this information and these comparances. Oh, yeah. She's caught out now. There's no going back. Now, I'm going to wait for a while before I reveal this, before I put this information out, because this gentleman doesn't want to get lynched by his so-called own, or what was once his own, the Antifa. See, they go against their own. They're like Jews. For their agenda, they'll go against their own. Yep, so I'm going to leave this for a little while, and I'm going to bring it out later. You're done, Grenade. You're done, Tinia. Jesus Christ. Bile, you better start cleaning your toes of that tinea, I'm telling you, because otherwise you'll never get rid of it. Holy God. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about the Aborigines tonight, because I discussed them briefly with Set Free Hoosier last night in a call. By the way, I will be taking callers in the second hour, so I expect to hear these sock puppet people coming in, or person, coming in and discussing this with me. But anyway, last night I was talking about the blacks with Set Free Hoosier. He called into the broadcast, pardon me, and I want to play some audio clips. Oh, you're going to love this. You really are. Just look, I'll comment accordingly and you'll get the gist of it, or the gist of it, depending on where you're from.
Australia's gold rush of 1885 happened here in the wilds of the far northwest. Heady days now largely forgotten. These days, the remote town of Halls Creek has a different, more troubling obsession to deal with. It's the middle of the afternoon and most of these Aborigines have been drinking for several hours.
My name is Big Mama Harrison Sir Helen.
Yeah, yep, that was an Aboriginal. Yep, you heard right. And what they're trying to do, both the English and the Australian media, are trying to say it's alcohol to blame. Well, hold on a second. If it's alcohol to blame, how come per capita, blacks, Aboriginals, right, are the ones that cause the most problem when they're on alcohol? It's because they can't handle it. We can. On the most part, us white guys don't go out of our way to have a fight when we're on alcohol. There are a lot that do, but per capita, nowhere near as many as the bloody blacks do, as the bloody Aboriginals do. All right? That's just a fact. That's why there's an overrepresentation of Aboriginals in prison today, because they get drunk, they start violence, they get drunk again, they start violence, and it goes again and again and again, and then all of a sudden they get put in the back of the paddy wagon, the cop car, and they get sent to prison. And that's because they can't hold their liquor. They're a different IQ. They're a different race. But apparently, we're all equal.
Hours.
My name is Big Mama Harrison Sir Helen.
It's not an isolated incident. This passes for normal in this quiet cattle town, and it's consuming the lives of many.
It's a huge problem in Halls Creek, and the fact of the matter is it's not getting better. It's just getting worse, and it's just out of control.
This is Halls Creek, Western Australia, by the way. Don't go there. It's sort of like Wilcannia and certain parts of Alice Springs. Don't go there for that reason. It's nasty. These Abos, just, you can see them laying around in parks, and they've got their flagon, brother. You know, you've got their grandmothers that are meant to be looking after their grandson because their mother won't, and she's just laying out there in the park with their grandson. The grandson can just run out in front of a truck because the grandmother ain't looking after the babies and the mother ain't looking after the babies, brother. No, it doesn't happen, brother. Ah, just totally disgusting. But apparently, it's just all normal.
Getting better. It's just getting worse, and it's just out of control.
Unlike the neighbouring town of Fitzroy Crossing, 2 hours away, Halls Creek has no restrictions on alcohol. From noon every day, any adult can buy full-strength alcohol from liquor stores.
Now listen to that. Any adult can buy full-strength booze and beer from liquor stores. Well, that would be normal, wouldn't it? I mean, I can walk down my street and buy alcohol at any time of the day past 10 a.m., but yet they're making it an issue that they can buy it in Halls Creek. Why? Because there's Abbos there. That's why. Abbos can't hold their liquor. They're violent around every fucking corner.
Every day, any adult can buy full-strength alcohol from liquor stores. When night comes, the full effect of the non-stop drinking could be seen. It often ends in drunkenness and sometimes violence and increasingly suicide. Faced with limited opportunities, many young people are killing themselves, often after drink and drug binges.
Woohoo! They're killing themselves! Does us a favour. Just saying.
Opportunities, many young people are killing themselves, often after drink and...
No, not young people. Young Abbos.
Faced with limited opportunities, many young people are killing themselves, often after drink and drug binges. This girl is 16. She says she had drunk 6 large cans of beer and some spirits. Normal for her and normal to live among the suicides.
Yeah, but grog do make people like suicide, you know? Yeah.
No more grog next year.
And like, it make them like have accident, you know? And make them do hang themselves.
Grog is what they call alcohol. Some estimates suggest that in the last 2 years, as many as 200 young people have killed themselves in alcohol-related incidents.
Now, let's be clear on this. Have they killed themselves by the noose, by the gun, or by passing out drunk on the fucking roads where a truck can't see them? They go and lay on the roads because the road retains heat, so it keeps them warm. The dumb fucks are like, oh, brother, I gotta go home, brother. Whoa, why are you going home now, mate? Oh, I'm too drunk, brother. Oh, bugger, I don't think I'll go home. I think I'm gonna lay on the road because it's nice and warm, brother. You know, they came down from Megathera in a burnout blue FJ that farted and just shit itself in Jutland Parade. Right next door to Bondi's. Like, seriously, they are as dumb as fuck.
There's 200 young people have killed themselves in alcohol-related incidents.
Yeah, I lost a bit of opportunities and I can't help drinking. That's the thing that's in the main life of young people, drinking. You know, that's one thing that stops all of us from doing what we want to do.
It's funny because the 16-year-old and the bloke that's talking are out there drinking while they're trying to say that alcohol is a curse. At least people like Mike Sledge and I admit that we're alcoholics and we enjoy ourselves. We still get our work done. We still feed our kids. We still do all of that. But no, these cretins are out there like, yeah, brother, no worries, brother. I'm going to get hit by a truck tonight, brother. And I'm not an alcoholic. It's just... But then when they're in front of a camera, they're like... Yeah, like it stops us from what we want to do, brother. That's what it does. You know, white men are the ones who put the curse of the fucking alcohol on us, brother. Yeah, go fuck yourself, brother.
You know, that's one thing that stops all of us from doing what we want to do.
Excessive drinking is hitting women as well as men, and in addition to suicides, it has led to something called fetal alcohol syndrome, when babies are affected in the womb of an alcoholic mother.
It's a life sentence for our children, for our babies. These children will have brain damage. It will affect...
By the way, she's a half-caste. She's not a full-caste. She's nowhere near dark enough to be a full-caste. And that would, of course, come across racist with some people, but it's a fact. She's a half-caste, the one that's talking now. The so-called elders that they now call elders aren't actually elders. They're nowhere near dark enough. They're not chocolate. Okay, they're a little brown, little tinted, but they're not chocolate. There's no way that they could be elders. But they put these half-castes as a Malcolm X figure in the limelight so that they can hopefully wake these chocolates up. It's not working, though.
These children will have brain damage. It will affect their learning, their ability to learn. It will affect their ability... to work.
It said that
we're coming up to a break, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company Three is allowed. We'll continue this clip after the break, but it's just disgusting that we've got so many whites that are actually trying to defend these chocolates as if they are you know, they're all warm and fluffy, Sean. They're not what you make out to be. They've just had it hard. A lot of people have fucking had it hard, but per capita we prove beyond doubt that these chocolates are low IQ. They're fucking apes compared to us, and they need to be on their own reserves. Period. From the Urban Dictionary, postpartum depression, the sense of letdown after your cat, dog or spouse does not recognise your fart with as much enthusiasm as you were feeling it deserved. I was suffering from postpartum depression when Whiskers only lazily looked up and closed her eyes. Radio X with your host, Jimmy X, 7 days a week. If you haven't heard of Radio X before, then you need to get on over to TCTAUnleashed.com. That's TCTAUnleashed.com and have a bit of a listen. Otherwise, you're missing out. Check out our schedule and have a bit of a listen to Jimmy X, TCTAUnleashed.com.
There was a stage, two red lights and a dodgy PA. Trod the planks way back then, and it's strange that you're here again, and I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better, walk out of this place.
But I draw the line when told I must pay and continue paying for something that happened over 200 years ago. Like most Australians, I worked for my land. No one gave it to me. I and most Australians want our immigration policy radically reviewed and that of multiculturalism abolished. Of course I will be called racist, but if I can invite who I want into my home, then I should have the right to have a say in who comes into my country.
Pauline Hanson during her maiden speech making all the sense in the world. We've got the Brian Oblivion over there in Hooley's chat room, Hooley's blog.blogspot.com, biting back at me because I said to him earlier, I said, oh, you're still alive, Brian. There is a cliff just northeast of you. Utilize it by all means. In other words, jump the fuck off it. Brian Oblivion's one of these little pussy fucks that tried to take me on earlier in the years because he's been following my show for some reason for a long time. And every time I get into Hooley's blog and he sees me in there, he's got something to say. Well, I've got something to say to him, which was that, oh, you're still alive, Brian? There's a cliff just northeast of you. Utilize it by all means. So he tries to bite back with this. He says, oh, good, good. Let the hate flow through you. Absolutely. I'm not afraid to hate. Just because the Jew, like you, I'm not saying you're a Jew, but you act like a Jew. Just because the Jew like you says that I shouldn't hate doesn't make it so. Hate is a natural feeling. It's a natural emotion. Someone said to me recently, oh, it's not that I hate, it's that I dislike. I said, that's what hate is, you fucking idiot. Hate is slang for I dislike. If you dislike something, you can hate it. You hate it. It's just a slang, right? So I will allow the hate to flow through me for all the right reasons, Brian, you little slut bag. What a pussy. He's one of these people I'd love to meet. I really would, for various reasons. I'm fucking telling you. You know, I'm sick to death of puss bags. All mouth, but no fucking beef behind them. All mouth, no fucking beef. Let's meet sometime, Brian, and I'll show you how I let the hate flow through me. Now, in saying that, of course, the mainstream media would hear it and go, oh, so you're a hater, a hater, a hater, almost as if you hate everything. No, there's so many things in life I love. So many things in life I love. I love good people. I love sitting around a campfire with those good people. I love my children. I love all kinds of things. I love the fact that we have the concept of air that we breathe. Sometimes I take a deep breath. And I love that that is there. How it got here and how we got here, I don't know. But I love some of that. Okay? So let's not allow those Jew fucks and people that promote the Jew shit like Brian Oblivion say that just because we hate something or we hate someone that we hate everything, because it's just not fucking true. Fuck you, Brian. Stick it up your fucking ass, prick. Smash you in a fucking heartbeat. When it's legal, of course. Now, playing a clip where it comes to these Aboriginals that get out on the alcohol, but it's not even when they get out on the alcohol. If you go to somewhere like Alice Springs, as I have, and you walk through the parks, or you go to Wilcannia, where, as I have, and you go through the parks there, or the just the surrounding areas in general, they're just filth. Even when they're not drunk, they're just filth. Yeah, brother, you need to go fuck yourself, brother. You need to get the fuck off our land. This is our land, brother. And you're going, not anymore. And they say, oh, what did you say? You're fucking racist. I say, I said not anymore. It's not your land anymore. All's fair love and war. You lost. Right? You lost because you're dumb shits. And then they try and shape up with me, and then they realize I'm not going to back down. Even when there's three of them, then they're a little bit more cautious. All right? Unfucking believable. Oh, after this clip, by the way, I've got to get to the meth addict one. I've got to play that. I've got to play that one. Oh, you're going to love it.
It'll affect their ability to work.
It's said that half the Aboriginal community in the region are affected in some way by fetal alcohol syndrome, and this is having dire consequences.
We're looking at a large cohort of our children and our future leaders going to jail before they have any contribution to come back into our society. And their contribution to society will be...
He's half caste, you know, as well.
Constant violence, constant, you know... incidences of burglary or...
They say he's an elder. There's no way he's an elder. He's half chocolate. He's not even. He's part vanilla. You can tell. He's Malcolm X.
You know, constant violence, constant, you know, incidences of burglary or just the inability to conform with some social norms in our community.
At the end of the day, you know, that's the way it is, and people just think that's a normal thing. And they just don't want to stop the grog because they just can't stop it.
When Kevin Rudd became Prime Minister, he apologised to Aborigines for past government-inflicted suffering. For Australia, sorry seemed to be the hardest word. Positive action may prove harder. Tony Burtley, Al Jazeera, Halls Creek, Western Australia.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Kevin Rudd apologised for government intervention. It wasn't government molestation or anything like that. It was government intervention. At the time, the government realized, now, this has been, the whole stolen generation has been debunked time and time again by intellectuals. Some intellectuals that I don't respect because they're of the Fabian Fifth columnist mindset. But, what happens, even, what was his name? Holt. Bolt. Andrew Bolt. He debunked the stolen generation time and time again. It was not about just walking up and stealing Aboriginal children. Who the fuck would want to? Jesus. It was about some of the parents coming forward and saying, look, brother, I don't know how to teach my children the way you white people do. If you take my child, and I will get the child to work on your farm in return. So they got lodgings. They worked. And they got an education at the cost of Whitey. But there was another side to it as well. This is where the whole stolen shit came in. Oh, they stole our children. They stole our children, brother. And you go, no, they didn't. The government had the police come and take them away because you were molesting the fuck out of them. You were putting cigarettes out on them. It happened not that long ago in fucking Wilcannia. It happened not that long ago in fucking, well, it's been all over. It's been Halls Creek, the whole lot. All right? Alice Springs. the outskirts of Alice Springs, where they were putting cigarettes out on their children. They had to have a platoon of police officers go in there and take the children. So then the media come out and say, look at this. Oh, they're stealing the children. Look, another stolen generation. Another stolen generation. No, they're not being stolen. They've been taken into custody because they're being abused, you fucking morons. Now, would I want a small baby monkey or a small baby tiger to have a cigarette put out on it? Would I want a small baby tiger to be fucked in the ass? No. I would want to save that tiger or that baby monkey from that. And that's what the cops were doing. They were basically saying we're saving them because these kids are being abused. And they all of a sudden, the political correct fucking shit-sucking communist movement run by kikes, run by Jews, came out and said, oh, you've stolen their children. And this is why Andrew Bolt said in one of his many articles that the political correct movement and the communist movement are allowing these kids to get further abused because now people are too scared to take the children away because they might be called racist or they might be called like fucking haters or something like that. So now these little baby abos are getting abused left, right and fucking center as we fucking speak all over Australia. They're being abused because the forces don't want to go in and rescue them from the abuse. It's just unfucking real. This was debunked a long time ago, but these fuckers in the mainstream media would have us believe for a single second that to go in and get them out of there makes it a second stolen generation. Unfucking real. We've got another Aboriginal clip coming up. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love the propaganda that comes out of this. Especially you Australians that are listening. You're just going to love the propaganda that comes out of this. where they're trying to propagate the stolen generation, as I was just discussing. Everything like that. You should hear it. And these so-called elders that aren't even fucking black that are talking. And I'm going, what would you fucking know? You're not a true elder. You're a half-caste. You're half vanilla, half chocolate. Look at ya. Oh, but the moment you say that, you remember the story I told you when I was working for Entertainment Australia? And then all of a sudden, I have this white dude that walks in that's whiter than me because when I get out in the sun, I really start to tan. So I can look half caste me fucking self. Even though I'm Irish, that's why I tan so easily. It's because I'm so white. I get out in the sun and I just start to get cooked. Well, this dude that's white that used to hang around the store playing computer games because we had in-store computer games, he used to stand around. And then all of a sudden he said, oh, no, well, I've got Aboriginal blood. And I went, are you joking, Huns? Your name, Huns Florent, depicts that there's nothing Aboriginal about you. Not to mention, you're whiter than me at the moment. I just walked out in the sun for the last week and got fucking tanned. Look at you. You're as white as fuck. You're as white as snow. Don't tell me you've got Aboriginal blood. I can't believe your racism. I can't believe it. So he walks out. He storms out of the store. All of a sudden, this big, fat, ugly, fucking, howzo-looking bitch lumbers up to the store door. I'm looking for Sean. And my boss at the time said, oh, this is Sean. Is everything okay? And she's like, no, can I talk to him out the front? I want to talk to him about his racism. His blatant racism. Oh my fucking God. It was on then. I'm telling you right now, we've just come up to a break. I'll explain the Hans Florent movement when we get back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And so he, the Jew, advances on his fatal road until another force comes forth to oppose him, and in a mighty struggle hurls the heaven stormer back to Lucifer. Germany is today the next great war aim of Bolshevism. It requires all the force of a young missionary idea to raise our people up again, to free them from the snares of this international serpent. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. Ladies and gentlemen, if you feel the need to donate to TCTAUnleashed.com, by all means do so. It's not that I need the money to keep the network going, it costs me bugger all. But I need beer. So if you want to send me a beer, send me $5 or $10 here and there. Cheers. Enjoy the show.
We need the knowledge that we can make a mark on the world through our own efforts, and that the mark we make will last. We need to know that our personal contribution to the life of the universe will be remembered after we are gone, that others will add to it and help it grow, so that...
Yeah, Two's Company Threes and Loud. Talking about Hans Florent, this fucking moron over here in Australia that decided to tell me that he had Aboriginal blood. And the reason they do it is so that they can get extra money. Because over here, Aboriginals get paid extra money in work. They get paid extra money on the dole, or what you call welfare. They get free cars. All in the idea of an apology. An apology of something we don't owe. All right? That we're getting free Land Rovers, trashing them, and then getting more free Land Rovers. It was, where's my fucking free Land Rover? Oh, but you're white. But apparently, we're all equal. We're all equal, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Fucking bullshit, we're equal. Number one, we're a hell of a lot fucking smarter. We're the one, they still haven't recreated the wheel. They haven't reinvented the wheel. But no, apparently we're not smarter. We're all equal. Fuck off. Oh, fuck yourself. Well, Hans Florent, this dude that was whiter than me, walks in and fucking, oh, yeah, I've got Aboriginal blood. And I'm like, you fucking dork, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about? So then his big fat mum fucking,
I just want to know where Sean is.
As she opens the sliding door.
I want to know where Sean is.
And I know Jacko loves this one.
I'm not breathing because I'm too fat. It's just... Oh, it's just so hot.
Right? So she's standing there and the boss goes, yeah, this is Sean. Is everything okay?
I need to speak to you out the front, Sean.
Okay, so I walk out there. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I'm really upset with your racism.
And I go, what the fuck are you talking about, racism? And she says,
you told my son, Hans, that he's not an Aboriginal.
I mean, he's whiter than me. Are you for real? You and him are whiter than me. You're fatter than me, but you're also whiter than me. Are you for real?
I'll never be... coming back here again.
I said, you haven't. Your son has. The dork comes in every day playing computer games. He doesn't have a fucking job. Right? The fucking lumber mill walks away, and then she's walking off. She goes, "Oh, I won't be letting my child come back here either. I won't. He's not a child anymore. He was an adult." And she's like, "Oh, well, my child won't be coming." Well, guess what? 3 days he's back, and he's on the fucking computer game controller, right? And I walk in, I go, "Hey, you nigga," I went, "nigga." And he's like, "Oh, what?" I went, "You heard me. You said you've got black blood. You said you're an Abbo, so from now on, you're nigger." "Oh, I won't stand for this." I said, "What are you gonna do? Really? What are you gonna do?" Nothing. So he walks out, he storms out, and then he's back 3 days later. Fuck me. Oh, this world, mate. It is just full of entertainment. He was actually of German descendants, it turned out. And he's sitting there claiming that he's got black blood, Abbo blood, so that he could claim the what they call Ab study. See, we whites get what's called Oz study for when we're studying as students. Once we leave school, if you want to study further, you get Oz study. Well, there's an Ab study that pays the Abbos more. And that's what it was about. For him, it was like, yeah, and then his mother, and his fat mum. You know what was paying his fat mum? Well, she was like, oh, meat, oh, broccoli, oh, fast food, Burger King. Well, she was doing that. It was the Ab study paying her. She wanted her son to be able to get Ab study so that she could feed her fat, flabbery gob. Like, fuck, can't get food into me quick enough. Fucking disgusting fat slob. You should have seen it. The way it lumbered up to the fuck. That's why I call her the lumber mill. Because she lumbered up to the the fucking door. Like something out of Star Wars. Sorry. I'm having a bit of fun at the moment. You know, like that rancor. Oh, shit. It was just a fucking bear. When it walked up and started talking to my boss at the time, saying, "Where's Sean?" I'm thinking, what the fuck is that? Holy Christ. You know, I've got to calm down. If you were a cannibal, you could feed off the fat of that thing for the next fucking century. Oh, it was disgusting. I mean, who lets themselves go that way? You know what I mean? Like, oh, Christ, it was just disgusting. Oh, boy. All right, so. All right, I'm going to play the Shawnee Meth thing, right? I've got a clip called Shawnee Meth because Tabitha was accused of being Big Dairy and Big Industrial Meat, funded by Big Dairy and Big Industrial Meat. And I was accused of being a meth addict. I've never seen it. And you know what? I was almost going to look it up when this person sent me this this message saying, "Sean, you've been accused of meth." I was going to look it up on YouTube just to see what it looked like. I thought, no, don't take the fun out of it. You haven't seen it, and leave it at that. So I still haven't seen meth to this day. This is a clip I made during the week. Have fun.
Just got word in, ladies and gentlemen, that apparently, you're gonna love this. Apparently, Tabitha is funded by Big Dairy and Meat, and that I'm a meth addict. A meth addict. Oh, let me tell you something. I don't even know what meth looks like. I've never seen it. I've never even looked it up on fucking YouTube. The most I've done in drugs is a bit of marijuana when I was still a smoker. And when I eat it in my cake. I'm not ashamed of saying that I eat it still to this day in cake. Occasionally I make up a cake with it. But I don't even know what meth looks like. I don't know if it's a liquid that you inject. I don't know whether you sniff it. I don't know. I wouldn't have a fucking clue. I've never gone past marijuana and alcohol. So when I read this, I just went, what? She's funded by Big Dairy and Meat. And I'm a meth addict. This just gets better and better every day. See, she thinks that I stress over what she says. When someone sends me an email saying, Sean, this is what she's saying, she thinks I'm stressing over what she says. This is all fun to me. See, she's using all these sock puppet names, and I'm pretty sure that Zach Roper character that's over on the website saying, I'm sick of hearing about the other network. Why don't you just get on with the job? Or however he said it. That's just her using sock puppet names because people are getting to know what she's about now. Because we've been revealing her. Seriously. You know, she really thinks I stress. I just went to my son's graduation yesterday. Had a great fucking time. It was excellent. Met some more teachers. Met the principal. You know, got together with some of my son's friends. Got some photos, everything like that. Had a great fucking time. Does she really think I sit around stressing about her? Big dairy meat and meth addict. Oh, I love it. It gets better and better every day. Keep it coming, Sinead. Keep it coming, Sinead. Oy vey. Yes, that's right. Keep it coming, Sinead. We're enjoying it. And the best they had, I'm not sure if it was Antifa or one of her sock puppet names, but somebody wrote under an anonymous name saying, "Yo, I can hear you wheezing when you talk. You know, you're not far off death, obviously, since you're smoking. No, you dumb fuck. I haven't had a cigarette since 2011, and I don't even get the urge. For some reason, I was one of those freaky people that gave up smoking and just didn't even feel it. Didn't feel the urges the whole lot. I first started sticking chupa chups in my mouth, and then after that, it just went away. There was nothing. Why I wheeze is because I'm asthmatic. I'm an asthmatic. I've been a chronic asthmatic since I was a baby boy. That's why I wheeze. All right? That's why you hear the wheezing. But that's all they've got. They can't refute what I'm saying about Grenade and all of those. They won't call in she won't call in to prove that she's not a sock puppet. Right? Because she can't, unless some of the Antifa start working with her. Oh, I'll call in for you, Sinead. I'll call in for you. Which would prove beyond doubt that then she's then working for them, which has already been proven and beyond doubt due to the informant. But here's the thing. No, I'm an asthmatic. That's all you've got. You've got nothing to throw back at us because you've failed. You have lost the fight. Okay? Not just the battle, but the war. Your network's going downhill big time. We can tell by the Alexa ratings. It's going downhill. Ours is going up. Do you get it? You've lost. You lied to people. You see, even if we talk about the other networks in a bad light and some people see that as a bad thing, they still agree that we're telling the truth at least. You lied. And now people are working you out. Yes, all you had was, oh, I can hear you wheezing. It's because you're a smoker. No, I'm not a smoker. I haven't had a cigarette since 2011, not one. Literally just was able to walk away from it. It was that good for me. I eat the marijuana and the cake. I don't need to smoke it either. So there you go. Yeah, don't fuck around with me. You've lost. You're done. Heading into the top of the second hour, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. Don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Cats are evil. I know that a lot of people out there think that they're nice, warm and cuddly, but it's just not true. My mother used to have one called a Siamese, and it used to sit there at the wash house every night I come home from work. And I'd sort of sit there and get out of it. Get out of it, you mongrel. I'd give it a bit of a kick. And you know what had happened? My mother would look across as if, don't you kick my cat. She wouldn't hear it going.
Holy crap, they're evil.
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Aloud, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Yes, Two's Company, Three's Aloud, brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR, where thought is free radio. 107.9 FM in the Australian Alpines, and of course, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, thanks to the good Jimmy X. Trying to get him on, but he's been so busy lately that it's hard to get him on. And not to mention, you know, I've been doing a little bit of touring here and there, and there's been things going on in life, behind the scenes. But I'll try and get him on as soon as possible. He said he wanted to join Mike Sledge and I, which would be a great time, all three of us, because I don't think Mike ever got to do a show with Jimmy during the times of Oracle. So it'd be great that we could, if we could all hook up. Yes, and a cluster of stations. The hippies. Dun 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 dun. Right, they get out and surf and do all sorts of stuff. Don't like the idea of the dreadlocks. I said to one of them, I said, I don't like the dreadlocks. It's like, ugh, gross. You know, you do know that it's oils that are clustering up your hair and everything. And he's like, yeah, I know. Dun 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 dun. The surfy music, the whole lot. I do know that they love to have a listen to the broadcast. G'day, chaps. How are you? Okay. Another Aboriginal clip. Yeah, you're going to love this one. This is where they use Aboriginals to promote propaganda of the stolen generation. You see, we just walked in when we came from Britain, and we said, we're going to steal these little children. Yes, yes. Oh, look, there's a little black child. It looks like something from a fucking horror film. I think I want to steal it. No, I don't think so. But when law came into being, and we realized that these poor little things were being abused, molested by both their mothers and fathers, boys and girls being molested by their mothers and fathers, we stepped in and said, all right, enough is enough. Knock that off. I wouldn't want a baby monkey to be molested. I wouldn't want a cat, a kitten, or a puppy to be molested. I wouldn't want a baby chicken to have a cigarette put out on it. That's when we stepped in and went, all right, motherfucker, we're going to take your children from you. So then they went like, oh, you motherfuckers, you stole our child. No, we saved your child. Don't bullshit me. We saved your fucking child because you were molesting it. You were putting cigarettes out on it. Right? Yep. Unfucking real. All right, let's have a listen to this one. Oh, wait until you hear this. You're just going to fall off your chair and go, oh, get fucking fucked. Get fucking fucked. Seriously. Now, hold on. I've got to find that place. Where does the sound start? There we go. Here we go.
Main problem in Darwin is alcohol. Alcohol's a big problem.
No, it's not. The big problem is abos. They can't hold their alcohol. That's the problem.
Darwin is alcohol. Alcohol's a big problem in the Northern Territory. A lot of people in Darwin, they come in from the communities because they're not allowed to drink on the communities. So they come in town and...
Now, guess why they can't drink on the communities? You see, where I live, we're allowed to drink in the communities. There are even alcohol allowed zones, meaning from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, You can sit there and drink. Now, why is that? I'll tell you why. I will tell you why. You follow Shawnee. He knows the way. It's because us whites that live in this town don't predominantly cause trouble. Predominantly. Meaning there's a few that might, a few dickheads that might, but other than that, we predominantly don't cause trouble. Why don't they allow it in this Darwin community? I'll tell you why. You follow Shawnee. He knows the way. It's because they're Abbos. The town that he's about to speak of is predominantly Abbos. And every time they're on alcohol, they start trouble. But we're all equal.
Because they're not allowed to drink on the communities. So they come in town and they get stuck in here. Get stuck.
By the way, you can hear that it's an Abbo, right, with his accent. The reason they hire Abbos to do the patrolling is because if it's a white, the Abbos go stupid with bricks, throwing them at the cop window and everything like that. But even soon, on this very clip, you'll hear the little black mongrels that have been taught by their parents to abuse the patrol, even though they're black. You'll hear them going like, fuck off, you fucking idiot. Fuck you fucking fuck shits. Yep.
Communities, so they come in town and they get stuck in here, get stuck into the alcohol. When they're drinking out in public, the police hand out fines, and then they'll get more fines and let it go and let it go. And then when they do come across them, then they get locked up, send to court, send to jail. When they're stuck out in the streets, we just provide a way for them to get home. Or if they're asleep, you know, in the open, we'll go and try and wake them up, see if they're okay.
There's a lot of fuel around here.
And they don't have it.
And you can see all these black people just sleeping around the streets, in the parks, the whole fucking lot. It's just crazy, man. Like, when you go to Alice Springs, I walked through the, one of the parks, and I was just like, oh, fuck off! Fuck off, really? They're just laying there. You know, fucking, when Petre and I went to Washington, D.C., Petre is from the Czechoslovakian Republic. And he lived in America for a long time, and then he's recently gone back to Czechoslovakia for his family. Him and I walking down the street as white people, and you've got this, these fucking niggers, rows of niggers in Washington, D.C., out of all places. And they're just laying there fucking strewn out like whales, and they've got cigarettes burning themselves because they didn't put them out properly. They've got their booze in their hand. And they're just out of it. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, Washington, D.C. is Australia. It's Alice Springs. It's Wilcannia. It's Halls Creek.
Out there, so they've got to go other places to find it. Coming to the big city.
Hello. Hey.
Yes.
She's, mum's all right there?
Huh? Yeah.
This your family?
She's drunk, yeah.
Yeah, she's from here.
So her daughter and her granddaughter are saying, yeah, it's just mum. She's just drunk. She's lying. This frizzy-headed fucking thing that comes out of something like the Gremlins is laying on the fucking ground going, and this cop, this black cop is going, is she all right? Like, she's fucking, you know, she nearly looks half dead. Oh, no, she's all right. She's just drunk, brother.
Yeah. This your family?
Drunk.
She's drunk?
Drunk, yeah.
Yeah, she's from here.
She's from here, yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
You know her?
Hello. Oh, lady. Night patrol. You want to go spin dry? You want to go sleep?
Spin dry.
Did you hear what he said? They've got their own terms for the Abbos. The Abbos won't tolerate white man's speech. So they use their own terms. Spin dry means, do you want to go for a jump in the van and we put you in jail for the night so you've got somewhere to stay? So they call it spin dry.
Night patrol. You want to go spin dry? You want to go have sleep?
I don't know spin dry.
Oh, well.
I don't know spin dry.
Okay.
Rest your mind, rest your spirit, and rest your soul. I don't know about town.
No. Where better to stay?
I don't like town. I've been there before. Okay.
Well, we'll come back after and check on you.
I've got to pick you up. They're here for help. You might get killed. Somebody might kill you or stab you. You might get...
Yeah, we're all equal. Ever listen to them? There's two of them that are sober. There's the mother and the grandmother that is drunk, and we're all equal. We sound like this, right? I don't want to spin dry. I don't want to spin dry. No, I've been there before, brother. I don't want to spin dry. And then the other two are going, oh, you probably should go to spin dry because we don't want you. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, we're all equal. Yeah, we're all the same.
If I have, you might get killed. Somebody might kill you or send you or you might get raped. They're helping all the black people here.
Fuck. There's some young boys going, fuck you, you fucking shits, to the cops. Young Abbo boys. Yeah. You
since
can't make this shit up.
We've had a lot of issues and concerns. If you look at colonisation and you talk about genocide, you don't just talk about genocide in the sense of Aboriginal people dying. You talk about cultural genocide where Aboriginal people have lost their culture, custom, tradition, language, song and dance. If you don't have that full understanding of where you come from, you're going to be a lost Aboriginal person. You're going to be a lost person.
Yeah, whatever. We've given you plenty of opportunity to go back to the fucking desert and to certain bushlands and start your own fucking culture back up there. But you don't do it. You're too addicted to our planes, trains and fucking automobiles. You're too addicted to our alcohol, right? And then you scream high and bloody murder. Oh my God, you addicted me to cars. You addicted me to trains. You addicted me to planes. How dare you? Oh my God. How dare me want to step on this tram, this trolley car. You motherfuckers. Well, fuck off. All right, just go back to your fucking culture. Leave us the fuck alone. You're lucky you didn't get slaughtered because the Indonesians and the Maori governments both said the same fucking thing, which was this. They're lucky it was the British that came across and took over, the British and the Dutch. Because if it wasn't, and it was us that went over there and took over, we would have slaughtered every last one of them because they're savages. Now that's saying something, coming from the Indonesians. Fuck me.
Of where you come from, you're going to be a lost Aboriginal person. You're going to be a lost person anyway.
You were lost the whole fucking time, dude. You had no real culture. The only culture you really had was survival. I must admit, yous are very good at surviving on shitty things like body grubs and lizards and snakes and all of that sort of shit. But that's the only culture you really had. Other than that, you were battling with each other's tribes, between each other's tribes, the whole lot. Don't fucking bullshit me. Don't try and make out like yous were some intellect that created the fucking goddamn NASA shuttle. Oh, brother. Brother, I come up with something. What's that, mate? Yeah, Sean, I come up with something. What have you come up with? Ah, look, I got a blueprint. What is that? That's called a shuttle, brother. I come up with the NASA space shuttle. What the fuck? You are a genius. I know that, brother. I know I'm a genius. Here, pass me that fucking body grub, will you? I'm hungry. Fuck me.
The stolen generation was a bad policy introduced by white Australia. It was a policy that removed Aboriginal people from their families. Many.
No, they didn't remove Aboriginal people from their families. They saved Aboriginal people from their families after they were being molested, after they were being abused. And later on, up the track, like when it comes to Will Kenya and all of that, they were then again more children removed because they were being molested but having cigarettes put out on them. Don't fucking propagandise me, mother cunt. I'll fucking call you out.
Australia, it was a policy that removed Aboriginal people from their families. Many Aboriginal children never got to see their brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers ever again.
Yeah, because they were molestering them.
It has created havoc in our community. It has created mental health issues, drug issues, death issues, suicide. We call it transgenerational trauma. It's a continuing thing that it goes from one family to another family. But when
I've got to find out who wrote this documentary. I bet you it's a kike.
It's a continuing thing that it goes from one family to another family. But when
oh, we're coming to a break, ladies and gentlemen. That one snuck up on me. You're listening to Two's Company Three's Lab. We'll be right back. More to come. Don't touch that dial. Don't. As I always say, don't. We'll be right back.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Back in 1973, Dr. William Pierce was talking about the downfall of our planet and politics. I wasn't even born then, I was born in 75. If you want to know what's going on in the world today, then by all means, get on over to tctaunleashed.com and have a look at our schedule. Have a listen to Dr. William Pierce, whom was going for years and years and understood exactly what was taking place when it comes to Judaism. A man stumbles into a deep well and plummets 100 feet before grasping a spindly root, stopping his fall. His grip grows weaker and weaker, and in his desperation he cries out, "Is there anybody up there?" He looks up and all he can see is a circle of sky. Suddenly, the clouds part and a beam of bright light shines down on him. A deep voice thunders, "I, the Lord, am here. Let go of the root, and I will save you." The man thinks for a moment and then yells, "Is there anybody else up there?" Two's Company 3's allowed, yeah, playing a clip at the moment where the Avos are trying to propagate the idea that it was white man that was all the evil. Even though we bought for them, we bought to and for them, the planes, trains and automobiles, the clothes they wear, the whole fucking lot, all of a sudden they're saying, not all of a sudden, they've been saying it since the dawn of time. It's such an evil thing and everything like that. But yet, they still drive our cars. They still fly in our planes. They still ride in our trains and our trolley cars, or what you call trolley cars, what we call trams. They still use our supermarkets for food. They haven't done anything to go back to eating body grubs and lizards and stuff like that. Not at all. And if they really believe, if anybody out there really believes that they are the type of people that would be able to maintain what we've created when we fuck off, if we fuck off, if I fuck off back to Ireland, you fuck off back to Scotland, you fuck off back to England, you fuck off back to Germany, you fuck off back to France, you fuck back off to America, if we all fuck off, do you really think they're going to maintain all this shit? Take a look at what happened in Detroit. They have not reinvented the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. Take a look at Sudan Darfur. We're talking about a very close to same IQ when it comes to Sudan Darfur, the black South Africans. The Janjaweed are killing not just whites, but their own. Janjaweed translates to devils on horseback. They are killing their own and the whites. Okay, because number one, they see whites as, well, they're Christian, but they're white, which is even worse. And they're killing their own because a lot of their own are converting from Islam to Christianity. Now, I don't agree with religion. I think it's a fucked up thing, but the fact is, you shouldn't be slaughtered for it. Okay? So what happens is we take a look at all of these low IQs. When it comes to the Abos, the blacks over in South Africa, the whole lot, it's proven beyond doubt. What was my point? Forgot my point.
Yeah, I'm doing three things at once. Yeah, I'll think of it. Don't worry. I'll press play on this clip and I'll get back to my point.
A non-Aboriginal person says that it happened 50 years ago or 100 years ago, get over it. Unfortunately, you can't get over it unless you deal with it. It's like telling the...
Yeah, exactly. You can't get over it unless you deal with it. So deal with it, black boy. Don't expect us to deal with it. Right? Okay? You need to go back to your bushland. That's what my original point was. You need to go back to your bushland. You need to go back to your deserts. You know, we can distinguish certain borderlines for you where you say, right, that's yours, this is ours, see you later. You've been utilizing our stuff for so goddamn long now, and yet saying, oh, we're so evil, you won't be able to maintain it. Not a fucking chance. So go back to your bushland, go back to your desert, eat your barley grubs, bake your goanna, do whatever it is. But don't tell us that it's us that has to deal with it. All's fair, love and war. We came here and we won. If the Indonesians were to come here in numbers and they won, there'd be nothing we could do about it. All's fair, love and war. You lost. Plain and simply. And as the Indonesian politician at that time said, I can't remember his name, he said straight out, he said, it's lucky the British took over because otherwise we would have slaughtered a lot of them because they're such savages. So there you go. You better be thankful.
Unfortunately, you can't get over it unless you deal with it. It's like telling the Irish to get over England coming into their country.
That's exactly right. You know what? We lost. In Ireland, we lost. You know, you take a look at Bloody Sunday. All's fair, love and war. Unfortunately, we lost because of England. I'm not going to whinge about it. I don't like the idea, but I'm not going to whinge about it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and take it back. And that's, I guess that's what you're trying to do, but it ain't going to happen. We're too strong for you, plain and simply. You better get used to that. You better get used to that fast. You're way too little and we're way too many. We're going to win, plain and simply. Not to mention you were doing nothing with the fucking country. You're half-caste. You were doing nothing with it. Tribes battling between each other's tribes, eating fucking grubs and all sorts of other disgusting things. We won. You lost.
Look, Aboriginal people coming from communities don't understand the seriousness of walking into a major city without any help. Small offences like drinking in a parkland, loitering. They don't understand when a police officer gives them a piece of paper. They don't.
Of course they don't, because they have a low IQ. You would have thought by now that after 200 years they would have gotten fucking an understanding of it. Again, this guy's just proving what a low IQ they have.
Loitering. They don't understand when a police officer gives them a piece of paper. They don't understand that they've just got fined. They don't understand that that'll happen again if they're caught drinking again. From a petty crime, it turns into a major incident that will eventually turn into incarceration. It's called recidivism. You just keep going.
See, he's just trying to allow these people to get off their crimes. Well, because they don't understand it, brother. They don't understand it, so why should they be incarcerated? Bullshit. They understand enough. When a person walks up to him and says, right, here's your police fine. Here's your fine. If you keep getting these fines, you're going to be locked up in jail. You see what I'm doing here? Bars in front of you. You're going to be locked up. They understand it. He's just trying to get them off it as if like, oh, they just don't understand, which sort of makes him look all kind of fucking low IQ and stupid. He's sort of doing them an injustice because everybody's, all the political correct are trying to prove that they're fucking intelligent. Well, if they don't understand that they get a fine every time, they must be low IQ. But that's not the point. They fucking know. When the cop walks up to him and says, here's another fine. If you get another one, you're going to jail. You're going to be behind bars. Do you understand? Oh, yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. I understand, brother. Right? But no, these elders try to get him off the hook every fucking time. Even some white dudes that are trying to train them, like trying to say, listen, this is what's going to happen if you do this. Like that Rama Rama song. Unfucking real. No, no more excuses. You're a fucking low IQ bunch of gits, right? You're a savage, And the reason you end up in prison is because you do not obey the rules, which is respect. You don't put fucking cigarettes out on your children. You don't rape them. So on and so forth. Otherwise, you end up in prison and then your children are taken away. But then you come out and go, oh, it's a Stalin generation. Fuck you.
Will eventually turn into incarceration. It's called recidivism. You just keep going in and out. It's recidivism that just keeps on happening and happening and happening until you can find a way of getting out of it.
They're showing some pictures here.
This is a garden, the HEAL team, the homeless team, built. You know, we deal with the homeless all the time, and sometimes it's good to come back and you can spend some time in the garden and just takes your mind a bit off some of the sad things you might see in a day. I've been involved with Aboriginal people ever since I was a kid here. A field officer, I guess you could probably call me, just an average run-of-the-mill field officer. Just go around everywhere you can, find the people and see what they need. We give them blankets and sheets. These people sometimes don't even have a dollar, so whatever.
Of course they don't have a dollar, because they don't fucking work. I've got a message for all the Aboriginals out there, whether you be half-caste, full-caste, whatever you want to call it, chocolate, fucking vanilla chocolate, I don't give a shit. Get a fucking job, you loser! Get a fucking job. Now, I know it's not always to be in employment, depending on where you are. But you try until you get a fucking job, but you don't do that. You go out, you get your fortnightly payment, your every other week payment from your welfare, your dole check, and you just drink and smell your glue and drink your flagon and walking down the street, ah, fuck you, white boy, yeah, and then you fucking sleep on the street. Get a job, you fucking loser, like the rest of us. Get a job. Do something. If you can't get a job, do something with your life that's going to work. Oh, that's right. You'd need an IQ to do that. I challenge any Aboriginal to start a radio station. Yeah, I do. Start a television station or something like that. Ain't going to happen, brother. Is it? Because you don't have the first fucking clue. Because of the low IQ. Malcolm Turnbull might not admit that, but I fucking do. You don't belong with us. You've got to go back to your culture. You said that you're being robbed of your culture. Well, then go back to it. Get back into the fucking desert. Start burrowing for barty grubs. Start hunting rabbits and shit like that. Do your thing. But don't tell us that we're still robbing you of your culture. We're offering it back. I am, as Sean Surplus, offering you black reservations out there in the desert if the government just allows me to do so. Understood? Instead of saying that we owe you something. My son and daughter didn't kill you. Nor did they create this so-called Stalin generation that didn't exist. They have done nothing to you. This was 200 years ago. My son is 18. My daughter is 14. They did nothing to you. So stop asking them to apologize just so you can get free shit. Just like the black Africans. Black Africans, fucking free shit. The fucking Abos, free shit. Give us the clothing. Give us the trains. Give us the planes. Give us the automobiles. You know, give us the tanks, for fuck's sake. But you've never done something for yourself. You haven't done anything for yourself. Why do you deserve any of this stuff? If anything, you owe us an apology. You fucking Abos owe us an apology. Because we have given you everything for free. And more, we give you more pay than our own whites. And you tell us that we should apologize. No, you owe us an apology. By the way, you owe us a lot more. You owe us some money back, right? Right? You owe us some money back because you've stolen a lot of money from us that you didn't deserve. We were told that everything should be equal. Not happening. Give me back the money from out of study. Yeah. Give me a free fucking car. Tricks.
too many places these days, you have to stop yourself from speaking freely. It seems everywhere you go, there are those that will call you a racist, anti-Semitic, or a hater. Here at TCTA Unleashed, free speech is truly free speech. And no matter how controversial your view may be in other arenas, here you have nothing to fear.
Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com. Get on over and check that out. A lot of great information. Woolly collects a lot of the different alternative show hosts' information and stuff like that. He also has some important posts that you can have a bit of a read and a few pictures here and there to take a look at. Woolly'sblog.blogspot.com.
The most precious gift we have from God is our children. Why can't we spend money and time to protect our schools and our children? They have armed guards at every bank, at every jewelry store. If you go around Champs-Élysées, you go around France and Monaco and Beverly Hills, there's all these armed guards everywhere protecting money and jewelry. Why can't we protect our children?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to ask you this. Do you think Hollywood and...
They're telling jokes in the chat room. You've got to be careful of the chatters. They can get you into trouble. Let's have a look. Pardon my chewing gum. I've got a new habit called chewing gum. I just love chewing gum these days because I'm an anxious person. And I chew during the day now. Yeah. Mike says, how many Jews can you fit in a Mercedes? And Epic says, how many? And he says, I don't know. How big is the ashtray? Epic says, how do you make a Jewish riot? And Mike says, how? Epic says, glue two pennies to the ground 3 feet apart in Yonkers. Ah, you bastards. Yeah. Well, that's funny as fuck. They're bastards because they're going to get me into trouble when I read that shit out. You know that, don't you? Yep. Oh, boy. Now, let's see here. I'm still playing this clip with the Abbo trying to propagate Abbos as if there's something warm and fluffy, which just ain't fucking true, you know. They try to blame alcohol. They try to blame whites for stealing their land and all of that, and it's just all propaganda bullshit for an agenda. An agenda that doesn't even come out of the Abbos, by the way. It comes out of the Kikes. The Kikes were the one who delivered the idea of feminism, and they delivered the idea of Abbos being innocent people, you know? So, yeah, just a joke, absolute joke. Here we go.
We give them blankets and sheets. These people sometimes don't even have a dollar, so whatever they want,
because they don't work.
Try and help them with. And that's a mulberry tree. The Bagot kids love that number one. And you can tell where the kids have been in Bagot, because when the mulberry trees are really tall, you can see how they're bent over. The kids have bent them to get the mulberries off. And you can't deny them that. Well, this is the Fanny Bay area. This is where usually most of the Tiwis hang out.
I'm from Port Arthur. There's still no rush.
Here's another one too, ladies and gentlemen. This one's from Mike. You know how copper wire was invented? Two Jews fighting over a penny. Fucking hell.
Cut down. music, my mother. She's a Muslim. She's pretty. Yeah.
Give me the shekels, Mr. Shekelstein.
Look at that.
They're waving. I'm the most popular guy in Darwin with the long grasses because I got the bus.
I'm staying with my nephew for 1 week or 2 weeks. I think I'll be gone back on next Friday. We're not allowed to drink here. We go in the bush inside under the hide ourselves. Those seconds, see us.
So what happens if they catch you drinking?
That tent beer like that? That's what they do. Fine. That's what they do, yeah. I'll probably go court, or if I miss out court, a couple of days in prison.
My name's Inde Joshua, I'm from Numbua. I was born at Numbua. I've been working as a school teacher. I've got 3 boys. I'm a single mother all my life. I'm 46 years old now.
A single mother? An Abbo single mother? No. Say it ain't so. Jeez. That might explain why my sister was a single mother of a half-caste Abbo. After 2 Abbos had banged her. 1 Abbo banged her, then killed himself in a car accident. The next one banged her and then beat her to an inch of her life on a couple of multiple occasions. And then he took off. And then he's been banging every girl white girl he can possibly find. No, say it ain't so. Sean, you evil bastard. Really? You're not really saying that the black bastard that banged your sister, knocked her up, got her pregnant, had a half-caste baby, then beat her up and then fucked off, is banging a whole heap of other white girls. Say it ain't so. Yeah, I'm afraid so. No, Sean, don't. You're breaking my paradigm. It doesn't happen. Blacks are warm and fluffy because the movies and the fucking mainstream media told me so. You fucking morons.
I've got 3 boys. I'm a single mother all my life. I'm 46 years old now. 1990, I studied everything in health worker. Then 1994, I joined the North Force because I wanted to follow my grandfather's footsteps. He was a Negro soldier. It's pretty sad at the moment, too. It's making me feel bad what the cop is doing to us, you know?
The coppers are doing it to you. The white coppers are doing it to you, are they? They're just targeting you because you're black. Not because you're committing crimes, but because you're black. Couldn't possibly be that you're doing that to yourself, you stupid low IQ fucking ape.
Making me feel bad what the cop is doing to us, you know? The cop is keep moving long grass people. We need a space to live next to the ocean. We don't want coppers sending our people in prison.
You don't need one next to the ocean, please. But you definitely need your own space. There's no doubt about that. You need your own reserves. You need some form of your own reserves. There's no doubt about it, indeed. We've got a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dr. William Pierce.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was a bad impression. I'm sorry, man.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Great show, man. I'm just laughing listening to the Abbo shit. It sounds just like the Alabama Bluegum we have over here where I live. So,
yeah, no, interesting. Look, yeah, they're monkeys. They're apes. They really don't have a clue, and I don't give a fuck what they say. You know, it might get me killed one day if they end up here on the doorstep in numbers. But I'm not going to lie. They're fucking apes compared to us. And they don't need to be around us. Just like the feather-headed Indians over there in the States need to be in their own micronation, if you will. So do the Abbos here. They need to be back in their own area where they can do their own thing. I mean, this woman was just saying it. They need their own area. Now, I don't know about down by the beach, but I would say they need their own area.
Yeah, maybe that's what the space program's for. You know, the hidden figures. We had the three black women that supposedly engineered the space program. I agree with that. We can ship them because Earth is the best planet in the universe. Trust me. Earth is the best. Fuck Mars. Fuck all that shit. Fuck the moon. Let's send them all up there. And then they'll just die off. So, I agree. The you space know, program, we can like give them a bunch of Tang. They like that kind of shit. Kool-Aid, that kind of thing. We can put them in the space shuttle. Oh, shit, we canceled that. We can put them in SpaceX. SpaceX, give them some Molly, ship them up to the moon.
you know, one of the things I thought when I saw that movie where they send that ape to into space as an experiment, I'm thinking, are you joking? We could have sent an Abbo or an African-American. Because here's the thing. The ape will do what it has to do by nature to survive. It usually won't attack a human unless it really has to, if you're being a threat to it. But an Abbo will go out of its way, or an African-American will go out of its way to attack a white person. So I'm like, no, fuck that. Send some fucking African-Americans and some Abbos up together. And if they don't make it, then we're like, oh, shit, that's all right. Then we're four people short of fucking violence.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, Sean, I was going to tell you, here in Georgia, in the States, we have a new governor who's kind of like a white nationalist governor we have here. He's really good. He's kicking all the fags out of Atlanta and making them go west. They're calling it the Trail of Queers. Really good. He's like the new Andrew Jackson. That's right. I love this guy.
The Trail of Queers, yeah. That's like the yeah, because the Trail of Tears. You know, there was even a rock group that bought that out trying to propagate that whole thing. They were called Europe, and they bought this song out
the
called
Final
Trail of
Countdown. Yeah.
They did also a song called The Trail of Tears, trying to propagate that whole fucking thing. And I was like, you've got to... It was vomit-inducing.
Oh, by the way, Sean, the other thing I want to tell you was, Sinead is always off target. She accused you of being a meth head. totally irresponsible. I think she fucked up. I'm the meth head. They used to call me high-speed Nazi, you know? And I still have all my teeth. But, you know, here's the deal. As a high-speed Nazi, I can tell you this. You know, meth heads like to clean. I swear to God, I will clean Western civilization up 24/7. Non-stop. I'm always cleaning. I got so much energy. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, but, these...
it's the same with, like, a lot of people say, you're not the... Because you were diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive disorder, weren't you, Sean? I say, yeah. And they say, and that's probably why you don't sleep much, because you're hyperactive, you're obsessive compulsive. Are you the clean type? And I go, I'm not really the clean type, but things stay pretty clean. And then you look back in the years and go, oh, fuck, I'm the clean type.
Well, I can say this. I keep my shower really clean.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Yeah,
I commercialized it. It's really great. I've got a clean shower. but no, she's out of control, man. She's even off target in her attacks, man. She doesn't know what she's talking about, you know?
No, she doesn't. No, she really doesn't. She has no idea what she's talking about. I've never seen meth. To this day, I haven't looked it up. And I think people that listen to me generally know when I'm saying something, I'm authentic. I will exaggerate things for a bit of comedy here and there, but I don't lie about them. For instance, people know that I'm Desecrator, they know that I'm Surplus, they know that I'm Sean O'Neill, but I don't exaggerate anything. They know who I am, what I say is true. I might even play a clip soon that I was having a discussion with Tabitha. We've come up on a break. I'll discuss this with you when we get back from the break there, Mike. Stay on.
Man.
The black-haired Jewish youth lies in wait for hours on end, satanically glaring at and spying on the unsuspicious girl whom he plans to seduce, adulterating her blood and removing her from the bosom of her own people. The Jew uses every possible means to undermine the radical foundations of a subjugated people. Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. Black ribbon in a cypress tree, in the dead of the night, just looking at me, makes you wonder if he's got it out for you. Cause your heart starts pumping and your hands go blue, but this woman said she can make me a star by drinking what she had in her mason jar. Radio X with your host, Jimmy X, 7 days a week. If you haven't heard of Radio X before, then you need to get on over to tctaunleashed.com. That's tctaunleashed.com and have a bit of a listen. Otherwise, you're missing out. Check out our schedule and have a bit of a listen to Jimmy X, tctaunleashed.com. On the wild and misty sea, fear is nature's warning, hunger here. And all of this world is for children who play. Days that never end, always children. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democracy society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are moulded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organised. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, talking with Mike Sledge at the present time, another host here on the network. Does a great show. You can find him at News That White People Can Use over here at tctaunleashed.com. Always enjoy talking to him. Him and I just naturally come out comedic. We don't know how it happens, but it happens. Apparently, his mother was banging the same postman.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke. How many feminist lesbians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Two Schneiderades. One Schneiderade to screw the light bulb, and the other one to fuck Kyle over.
Some of those jokes I've been reading in the chat room tonight have been brilliant. I was talking to Tabitha the other night, Mike, and anybody who knows me behind the scenes know that I don't talk shit. When I'm talking serious. Sometimes comedic, but when I'm behind the scenes, I'm talking comedic in a way that is serious. And I was talking to her about just recently what happens is, the captain and I, you know, the dude that's wheelchair bound that I look after, him and I were out at this football oval, you know, and I had my dog on his gopher, his three-wheeled electronic thing, Duvalaki. And what happens is this other dude out there had a dog, and it ran across and it grabbed my dog by the head and bit a hole through the top of his head. So usually the captain says to me, he's my calm, just to let people know, he's my calm, he calms me down. He's probably the only one that can do it besides my son and daughter. But what happens is he said, he looked at this bloke out there that owned the dog and he went, Sean? I went, yeah. And he went, go get him. And I went, right, done. So I walk out there and I walk up to this guy and I say, put your fucking dog on a fucking leash right now. And he goes, it's on a leash. I says, but it's not tethered, you fucking idiot. I said, what are you, a fucking moron? I said, what the fuck? I said, I'll fucking smash you. So I start walking off and I said, what the fuck are you, a retard? And he goes, oh, what was that? So I threw me hat off and I went back there
And I was about to let him have it, and then the captain saw what was going on, and he said, "Sean, no, don't do it, don't do it." And I was like, okay. So I calmed down and then walked back. This guy started backing right off. He knew I was going to do some collateral damage. And I walked off. Being a boxer, you're looking for a fight sometimes. If someone starts one with you, not necessarily out of the blue, but you're looking for a fight. So when he started, I went out of my way. I don't think Bile and Grenade understand what they're up against. What happens is...
I don't think they do. No.
No, I really don't. What happens is fighting is a part of my lifestyle. Even Shield Maiden said just the other night on the phone, she said, you know, that scares me about you. I've seen and heard things about you. She's seen me fight in a sense. What happens is, she said, I've seen and heard things about you and I really, that scares me. And it scares me that you might end up in some sort of trouble. I really don't think they know what they're in for. Their jiu-jitsu is gonna be no match. I understand jiu-jitsu because I've fucking seen mates of mine that practice it and they try to take your legs out first. They try to, put you in strangleholds and stuff like that. It ain't gonna work. You've got to get past my fists first and I've got long arms and also long legs. I might be bantamweight, but I'm tall and everything. They really don't know what they're in for. These people.
Sean, it's all about the reach. It's all about the reach. When it comes to boxing, it's all about the reach. If you have short arms, you're fucked in a boxing match. Usually, unless you're like Tyson, you can get in, come in the inside. That's hard to do. But if you have a long reach, if your reach is longer than the other guy, it's very hard to win in a boxing match.
It's
all about the reach. It really is.
It really is. It is. And I've gone up against a few middleweights, even though I'm bantam, because you can select who you've got. One of the first things they teach you is be careful who you select. But the thing is, you can actually select them. I lost against two middleweights, but out of all the 20 fights, I only lost against two. But the one of those that I won was against a middleweight. And that's exactly for what you said. You get in with your long arms, and it's a lot harder for them to get in. They really think that... See, remember, these people are hitters. They're not fighters, or they're jiu-jitsu. And I don't get me wrong, even though I call it jiu-jitsu, I respect it because you've still got to be careful. You've got to respect your opponent in many ways because you've got to be careful. You can't underestimate them. They really don't know what they're in for. And it's not just me. It's other fighters that I've had write to me and say, if I come up against this Bile, I'm going to kick his fucking ass. They're sick of him. They really are sick of him, Mike.
Well, I have to say, the dog story you were talking about just a few minutes ago about, well, not the leash, but the dog's head. I think you were talking about Kyle keeping Sinead on the leash. Kyle, keep her on the leash. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, please keep her on the leash. She's out of control.
The only problem I have with...
Let the dog out!
The only problem I have with that, Mike, is dogs have more loyalty.
God, yeah. Dogs have more loyalty. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. I remember.
Dogs could run the network better than they could. Trust me.
Yep. I remember Robert Ravolt, when he was talking about the Muslims, saying that dogs are filthy animals. In fact, hold on a second. If I've got time, let me just bring this up. You'll have a bit of a laugh. Where is it? That one there. That one there. Dogs. Let's have a look. Oh, bugger. I'm not going to be able to find it in time. Oh, that's bullshit. Every time you go to find something, you can never find it. Oh, wait. What? I know. It shits me. Wait. I think I might have it. There. And... Where are you, you bastard? Where? God damn it. Oh, there we go. Now, hold on. I'm pretty sure I might have it. Sean Mix. Dogs. Let's see if it's there. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, no. Nothing ever works when you want it to, does it? Oh, hold on. This might be it here. Hold on.
I'm not saying that there aren't jihadi buttholes on the planet. And I'm not saying that a large swath of Muslims aren't dumbed down, buffoon level idiots. I mean, think about Islamic theology that says dogs are unclean and an angel won't enter your house if the dog's there. I mean, that should show you right there that the entire Islamic religion's a big turd in the punch bowl. Dogs, one of the greatest freaking gifts to mankind from God himself. And then this buffoon preacher from 1400 years ago tells you that dogs are unclean. I mean, that should tell you right there that the entire theology needs to be smacked down like as silliness. Dogs, I love dogs are the most loving animals to mankind that have ever been given to us by the Creator. And I'm supposed to sit here and listen to this Middle Eastern desert dwelling butthole tell me that dogs suck, that they're unclean and an angel won't enter my house unless, if a dog's there. Give me a break. I'll shoot you in the head for telling me some crap like that. That's ridiculous. And any Muslims, Arabs, Pakistanis, whatever, when they tell you that dogs are unclean, some Somali punk, they tell me that a dog is unclean, I'll tell you that you're unclean. Your theology's unclean. You need to be smacked around like a freaking, like a drugged out hooker that a pimp needs to get control of. I mean, it freaks me out when people tell me that a dog is unclean. Dogs are the best thing that God ever gave to man. And then some theological punk from 1400 years ago tells me that a dog's unclean. I'll smash you. And we only got a few minutes left, but let's see here. And you tell me, it gets me pissed because it's like I'm passionate about like our companion animals that God's given us.
Now, I'm not a God believer, as you know, but he's absolutely right. Dogs are one of the most loyal animals that we've ever had. They love you. They care for you. They protect you and everything like that. So what do I do here that some fucking Islamic piece of shit ends up saying, oh, dogs are fucking awful and they're unclean and a so-called angel won't enter your house and everything. I'm thinking, have you taken a look at your fucking Iraq, Afghanistan and fucking Lebanon lately? Holy shit. Like, really?
Oh, by the way, Sean, the new sponsor for, Ring Renee Broadcasting is going to be 1488 Summer's Queef. Douche.
I wouldn't be surprised.
1488 Summer's Queef. Douche. It smells really bad. It smells like cyanide.
we've got less than 20 seconds left. Thanks for calling in, Mike, by all means.
Bye,
and also, by the way, they call you Mike Sludge, and they call me Slur Plus. And not just that, they're saying that we're deadbeat fathers, even though we have so much to do with bringing up our children. It's just amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been bringing
up... At least they're listening to the show every day.
Sorry?
At least they're listening to our shows every day.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Two's Company Three's Aloud, brought to you live by the one, the only, WTFR. I was your host, Sean. I'm bringing up your children, you're bringing up my children, I'm bringing up Mike's children, Mike's bringing up my children, because apparently Ren Grenade says so. So there you go. Thanks for listening. You take care, my white brothers and sisters in arms. Bye-bye now. No, 7.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. Inductive logic, reasoning from specific instances to a general conclusion that is broader than what can be logically inferred from the instances. For example, our observation that the sun rose today, yesterday, and all the days we know about before yesterday gives rise to the conclusion that the sun has always come up and will continue to come up every day, even though this cannot be logically inferred from the known instances. Note, this example will not work for our readers at the North Pole. Contrast, deductive logic. From the book Plato and a Platypus Walk into a Bar by Thomas Cathcart and Daniel Klein.